Hello there, this is the chaplain of Hale, Bud Spriggs. I have a very important subject that I'd like to talk to you about today, and the name of that subject is UFOs. Now, that doesn't stand for the University of Fickle Officers, but anyway, we'll study the subject of UFOs. Now, that means unidentified flying objects. Now, I think it's a very important subject. There's a lot of magazine articles on it today, and in the newspapers, and I think people are really concerned about flying saucers. Someone asked me the other day, they said, Chaplain, do you believe in flying saucers? And I said, man, do I believe in flying saucers? Why, anybody who's been married 13 years surely believes in flying saucers. Well, I think you believe in flying saucers too, of some kind or the other. But I mean real flying saucers. I believe that there are such things, and we're going to study them out of the Bible. But you know, a fellow asked me the other day, he said, why do you think the greatest discovery in the 20th century? I said, now, just a minute. I said, the greatest discovery in the 20th century. I said, well, I really don't believe that it's Einstein's theory of relativity. And I don't think it's the theory of nuclear fission or the atomic or the hydrogen bomb. I said, I'll be honest with you. I believe swamp gas is. He said, swamp gas? He said, the greatest discovery in the 20th century? I said, yeah. I said, it's the only gas that's been clocked at 40,000 miles an hour and flies in V formation. Well, anyway, I believe that there are such things as flying saucers. I believe that the Bible tells us about it in the book of Ezekiel. And I think that God is warning us, and he wants us to remember that there are going to be signs in the heavens and these things, and I believe that we need to remember some of these things. I believe the American people are very slow in remembering things that God has dealt with the nation of Israel, and God is going to deal with us when we fall into sin. Oh, I guess the average American is sort of like the fellow that went to the psychiatrist. Here not too awful long ago, and he went to the psychiatrist and he said, hey, doc, he said, you got to help me. The doc said, all right, said, I'm going to help you. He said, sit down. So he sat down, he said, now, doc, he said, I got troubles. He said, well, what kind of troubles you got? He said, I can't remember anything. Well, he said, I think we can take care of it. No, he said, you don't understand, doc. He said, I'm in real bad shape. He said, I'm in the worst shape a man could be. And he said, well, it can't be that bad. He said, what's your problem? He said, I can't remember anything. He said, doc, he said, I absolutely cannot remember anything. He said, doc, not anything. All the doc said, now, how long's this been going on? He said, how long has what been going on? Well, that's sort of like the children of God. They forget the whippings of the Lord. And I believe that there's a day coming that God is going to speak to America. Let's turn in our Bibles now to Ezekiel, the first chapter, and find out what the Bible says about flying saucers. I personally believe in flying saucers. Now, I'd like to state this before I read the scripture, that I do not think that these people that have supposed to been found by the Martians and saw little green men and rode in the flying saucers. I do not personally believe these stories. Now, I'm not saying that they're not true, but I have a right to believe them just as well as people have a right to accept what I'm going to read out of the Bible about the flying saucers. But I do believe there are such things as flying saucers. Now, I believe that there's competent people that are trained personnel that have actually identified these objects. Now, I remember when I was first learning to fly that one of my good friends said, there comes a Cessna flying in. And I said, oh, I said, you don't know if that's a Cessna. You can hardly see it. He said, well, it is. And sure enough, when it landed on the ground, it was a Cessna. But because he was trained to look in the sky and see an object from a great distance and yet identify it. Now, these men that have been trained for this, they know what. They're not just seeing things and swamp gas. One man said during the war that he had seen swamp gas, but it was never over 15 to 20 feet off the ground at any time, and it didn't fly in formation. Now, I was listening to my pilot radio one day, which has a frequency, a VHF frequency that picks up the airliners as they come into Wayne Metro, and I heard one of the airplane pilots of the big airliners say to the flight control, he said, hey, buddy. Said, I don't want to seem to be facetious. Said, did you see any of these flying saucers up here? The fella snapped back right quick. He said, what flying saucers? Well, he said, you know, said, it's in the papers down south that around Ann Arbor they saw some flying saucers. He said, no, said, we didn't see anything. Why? Well, he said, a fellow on radar control down there said he picked some up on his radar. Said they were really fast, said he never seen anything like it. Well, the control operator said, well, they picked something up on the radar, but they don't know what it was. I think there's a lot of super secrecy. I don't think the Air Force is willing to admit that there is such a thing. Someone says, Chaplain, why? Well, I believe this is the reason. Because if Orson Welles put his War of Worlds, Wars on the radio, and this caused people to kill themselves and commit suicide by, shall we say, by the hundreds at least all over the network, I believe that if the Air Force was to admit to the public that this was something from outer space, that they did not know what it was, I believe that would cause not only a great concern in America today, but I believe it would shock, literally shock the people. And many of them might even commit suicide. I do believe they're from outer space. I do believe that they really are from heaven. I do not believe that Russia has anything like it. I do not believe that America has anything like it. I believe that if Russia had had something like the flying saucer, she would have already put an end to America. Now, I also believe that if America had something like this, that she would have exploited it to get some of the things that she wanted from Russia and maybe Vietnam and save some of our soldier boys' lives over in Vietnam. Well, anyway, I want you to turn in your Bible to Ezekiel, the first chapter. I'd like to read these scriptures in the 13th verse. Now, remember this, that this is the Old Testament prophet speaking, and he never had seen the cars and the televisions and the radios and things of today. But listen, as I believe he describes a flying saucer, and I believe that they are linked with the cherubims. And of course, we have the seraphims and teraphims and cherubims. And of course, these are angelic creatures from heaven. Verse 13 says this, listen. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire. And like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. Verse 14, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Can you see that the prophet never saw a jet airplane? He never saw a bullet? And one of the fastest things that his eyes had ever beheld was the forked flash lightning in a thunderstorm. And he described these objects that were so fast that the appearance, he said in verse 14, was as a flash of lightning. Now that was a tremendous rapidity and speed, not only in his day and age, but also in ours. They tell me that the flying saucers have been clocked up to 40,000 miles an hour. Now, even our big rockets that go into outer space cannot come anywhere as close to this. I say, my friends, that there is something to the flying saucer, and I believe that this is what the scripture says about it. Verse 15, now as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of beryl. In one of the descriptions, in one of the books I read, this is exactly the very color that they use, this and amber. Of course, I realize that they are different colors. But it says, and they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. There it is. Now, from the books that I read, Major Keyhole has a very good book, and I would suggest that you buy it and read it on documented appearances of and sightings of flying saucers. And it seems to me that from my studies that there seems to be this saucer-like shaped object with an outer ring that fits right around it that seems to be spin itself, but the saucer itself does not spin. And it seems to be a sort of a jet-type object, maybe in this circle, I do not know. But anyway, it says that there seemed to be a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And of course, this is exactly what they look like. And of course, this prophet, thousands of years ago, said that he had seen such thing. Now let's go on and read verse 17. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. Now a normal wheel, not only in his day and age, but our day and age, the only way that a wheel goes is to turn. And of course he says that the wheels turn not. Well, we know that the flying saucer does everything but roll. It can go up on its all four sides. It can go sideways. It can go up and down. It can go on a slant. It can go any way, but the one way that it does not go, it does not roll as a wheel. Now, I think it's very significant that this prophet saw this so many thousands of years ago. As for their rings, I want you to look at this. Now, some of them have gotten close enough to the flying saucers to even see what they call the portholes and the conning tower. And what they said were rings, were circles that looked as if they could not tell or distinguish or ascertain for sure, but looked like a portholes around the flying saucer. And Ezekiel said here in verse 18, it says, as for their rings, they were so high and they were dreadful, and the rings were full of eyes around about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up, oh, you mean they fly? That's what it says. When they were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Now, my friends, I am really concerned about this thing. I do believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that these are chariots, that the angels of God ride. Someone said, preacher, where does it tell us in the Bible that the angels came to earth in flying saucers? The Bible does not tell us that, but it does not tell us that God has not employed these things. It does give us a description here. This you have to admit. And I personally believe that through the millions of miles to the third heaven, which no telescope has ever penetrated or any rocket has ever thought of going, I believe that there are these flying saucers. I believe that the angels of God, you know, the Bible says that these things angels desire to look into. The angels desire to look into the things of salvation of men upon this earth. And also the cherubims, don't forget, have to do with the sinful pride of man. Every time that they're mentioned in the Bible, they have to do with the sinful pride of man. And I don't believe that there's ever been a time when the pride of man and the dignity of man, as the social gospelers talk about it, has gotten to any higher peak than it has right now. And you know, I think God is about to take some of that pride from us and about to humble us down where we ought to be. But I believe that these flying saucers, I really believe that when Elijah looked out and he saw all these chariots of fire, and he said, Lord, he said, show my servant here. He was afraid of all the armies that were encamped about him. And he opened his eyes, the servant's eyes, and he saw these angels of God with these chariots of fire. I believe that they were the flaming, glowing, flying saucers that was spoke of here in Ezekiel. Now, if you will listen to the other side of the record, we have a police officer, Sergeant Snyder, that tells about these flying saucers moving up and down and across. He said any angle that it wanted to go. Now, we have many scriptures, but we can only get to so many. I wish that you would turn quickly in your Bibles, if you could, to the book of Daniel. We will find in the book of Daniel a certain portion of scripture in the 7th chapter of Daniel. Here's what it says, the 9th and the 10th verses. Now, this is a picture in heaven, don't forget, and I believe that it might present something to you. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like the pure wool, and his throne was like the fiery flames, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth before him. A thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. My friend, I believe this is a picture in heaven and about the great white throne judgment. And I believe that this is the picture of the flaming wheels that Ezekiel saw with the cherubims are in heaven. I believe that's where they originate from. So my conclusion to this matter, folks, is that I believe that we're living in the last days. I believe that Jesus is soon coming back again. And I believe that with all the demonstrations, with all the riots, with all the looting, with all the problems of communism and the lackadaisical attitude of the people in America, I think that we are just upon the horizon of some great tragedy. Now, I believe that Jesus is soon coming again, and I'm looking forward to that day. I do believe that if Russia had the flying saucer, she would have already done something about it. I believe that if America had the flying saucer, she would have already done something about these bad things that are going on in the world. But I do not believe that either nation or any nation on earth has such a thing as a flying saucer. I believe only God in his omnipotent and omniscient intelligence could have made such an object as this, because even the tremendous speed of the flying saucer, if we could create such an object even now, there is no human being that could stand the force of the G's and the tremendous pressure of going 40,000 miles an hour and then stopping right on a dime. I do believe that our time is running short. I believe that America ought to come back to God. I believe that our days are numbered, and I believe the Bible says that God is in that day is going to shave with a razor. And he said, a hired razor. And of course, that was the army, one of the foreign armies that God was going to take and to shave the nation of Israel with. I'm afraid that God is liable to take some communistic power and shave America down to what she ought to be for God. We used to, during the war, we used to sing, coming in on a wing and a prayer. But my friends, this day and time, we forgot those songs for something about some silly thing that they're singing today. My friends, I believe that we ought to come back to God as a nation, and as an individual person, we ought to make our peace with God. I'd like to say this, that before it's too late, if you're not a Christian, why don't you simply obey the Bible in Romans 10:13? For it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, if you'll get on your knees and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, come into my heart and save me. The Bible says that God is obligated to come into your heart and to save you if you'll call upon his precious name. I believe that there are great tragedies that's going to happen in the next few years. And if you're not a Christian, how will you ever go through it? My friends, I believe that Jesus is coming back after his own, and the Bible teaches that there is a great tribulation period such as the world has never seen before, and there is a beast that is to rise whose number is 666. I cannot take time at this moment to go into that, but I say that it's a very trying time such as the world has never known. And I believe that these signs in the heavens with the flying saucers and the atomic bomb, as I believe that one of the prophets in the Old Testament said that he saw pillars of smoke. He was writing prophecy. And I believe that he referred to what we call the mushroom. And of course, I believe that we're living in the last days. If I were you, I would trust Jesus as my personal Savior. Jesus could come back even now. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says this. In an hour that you think not, so cometh the Son of Man. Inevitably, in my congregations that I've preached in, I said, how many of you people really believe that Jesus is coming back right now? Right now. Now, not tomorrow, or that he can come back, but you believe he's coming back right now. Of course, no one believes he's coming back at this very second, because they run down the streets and say, Jesus is coming back, the end of the world, and etc. But my friends, the Bible said, in an hour that you think not, so cometh the Son of Man. Jesus could come back right now.